kinds of music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Crawfordsville, Indiana, where someone called the cops after seeing a masked man going into the rear entrance of the Backstep Brewing Company. When police got there, they spotted the man, told him to drop the gun. He turned towards them. They fired. Fortunately, they missed him and hit the building near his head. That's when the guy, Jeff Duff, dropped the gun and took off his mask and shouted, "I'm an actor. We're making a movie." The cops swooped in and handcuffed him until they could authenticate his story. Turned out to be true. The gun was a prop. The movie company, Montgomery County Production. That's not one of the major ones, is it, Max?
No, I don't think so, no.
They were filming at the bar, but did not notify police ahead of time or anybody else in the neighborhood that they would be filming at the bar. One of the other actors, Philip DeMoray, said Jeff Duff was very lucky. The bullet went by his head. It was very close. He said, quote, "I don't want to think about it. If it had hit him, we'd be having a whole different conversation."
How do you not call and get permission?
Jenkins, did you call? That's why.
Right, exactly.
In Santa Monica, California, back in February, an Uber driver told police that she heard suspicious noises during a drive and pulled over to find passenger Frank Skurlock with his genitals in his hand. He had apparently been masturbating in the back seat during the ride. When the driver went to a gas station to call the cops, Skurlock left, where she later identified him from a photo lineup. This all happened back in February, but official charges weren't filed until August, since the Uber ride crossed a number of jurisdictions. They had to clear up who goes after this. So now he's due to appear in court in Santa Monica on October 16th, and that's 2 days after the elections in Louisiana. Louisiana? Well, elections in Louisiana? I thought you said this happened in Santa Monica, Paul. Yeah, I did. The story goes back to Skurlock, who is running for mayor of New Orleans.
What?
He says the charges are without merit and he's not dropping out of the race. But if he's a convicted felon after this, he could be required to register as a sex offender. The side note is that Skurlock comes from the family that invented the bouncy castle, which might be some weird euphemism for what he was doing in the back seat. You know what his campaign slogan was?
Oh, no.
Seriously, make New Orleans fun again. I've been to New Orleans. It ain't that much fun. In Preston, England, a middle-aged man went to the doctor to complain he had trouble breathing. At first, he was diagnosed with pneumonia and thickening and stiffness in the right lung and damage of his breathing tubes. He was basically getting less air into his lungs. So they did a CAT scan, which showed extensive shadowing and a thickening lump in the lower right lung. Anybody who's ever had a CAT scan knows those are not good words to hear as a patient. The medical team believed he had a tumor that had to be removed right away, so they put him on the table and cracked him open. And instead of a tumor, they found a toy traffic cone. The patient said that back when he was a little boy, he regularly played with and swallowed Playmobil toy pieces, and he remembered that on his seventh birthday back in 1974, he received a Playmobil set and recalled swallowing the toy cone shortly afterward. So this had gone undetected in his right lung for 4 decades. After healing from the surgery, he's now breathing much better. His set of Playmobil, no longer collectible.
I'm not buying it. He swallowed right. That last week.
No.
Right.
No. All the way back to 43 years ago. And our final story comes from Matt Burrows, a faithful contributor to this show. This is a story from Fort Pierce, Florida, where police officers were on the way to a report of a vehicle in flames when they got reports of shots fired at that location and a man named Marcos Gonzalez Salinas inside the vehicle. The man who lived at the home with the burning vehicle outside said he was asleep when he heard something, looked out there, and saw what he thought was his lawn on fire. And then Gonzalez Salinas was banging on his door, saying, "Get a water hose." When Gonzalez Salinas thought that the man wasn't going to help him, he kicked the man's car, not the one that was on fire, another car in the driveway. And while the vehicle that he had originally come in was still on fire, he got back into it and sped off down the road, around the block, and back in front of the house, hoping to put out the fire with the wind from driving in the neighborhood. That did not work, so he got out of the car and naturally pulled out his gun and fired a round into the passenger door of the vehicle. You will not be surprised at this point to hear that drugs were involved. When the cops got there, they found him hiding behind the corner of the house. As for the burning car, it belonged to his girlfriend, who said it had been overheating for a few days. Yeah, I think that's our understatement of the week this week on Knuckleheads in the News here on the Big 550 KTRS.